Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. You're welcome. Thank you for coming today. God is good. Give another big hand clap to the worship team. They did a wonderful job, amen? Yeah. Especially with this basic keyboard. That was very good. Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't expect it to be that good with this keyboard. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for all of them. Hallelujah. So God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. The last 2 weeks, we've been studying about the faithfulness of God. Amen? And the whole point is God wants you to believe him. Eh? Okay? He wants you to believe him because he is what? He is faithful. Amen? And we learned from Abraham. You remember? Abraham and Sarah. Okay? They judged God faithful. And therefore, they saw the promises of God coming to pass. Amen? You remember, he promised them a son. He promised them multitudes. And he promised them a piece of land. Okay? And last Sunday, we also saw the faithfulness of God and David. Okay? God promised David a son. You know, he promised him a dynasty. Okay? No time limits. You know, no age limits, you know, there will always be a son of David on the throne. Glory be to God. And he told him what he had told Abraham about a piece of land. He said that forever, you know, your people, you know, you reign in this land on a throne. Glory be to God. Amen. And so things began to be fulfilled. Amen. And right now there are those which are not in a completion, okay? But we learned that they are going to be fulfilled. Why? Because God is faithful. Hallelujah. God is what? He's faithful. Hallelujah. Now, I didn't know that this was going to be a series. When I start on something, I never know that it's going to be what? A series. I just get an idea, you know. I don't see visions, you know. I just get an idea and we go on that. Then sometimes it amazes me that the following Sunday, God says, I'll continue along those lines. Amen. And now, interestingly, he wants us to continue along those lines. The faithfulness of God. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, you can't talk about the faithfulness of God and his promises without talking about the first promise he gave humanity. Hallelujah. The first promise he gave what? Humanity. Hallelujah. That promise is found in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Hallelujah. Genesis 3, 15. Okay. Interestingly, in this verse, God was speaking to the serpent, to the devil, after man had fallen, had eaten of the fruit, okay? But it was also meant to be for Eve and Adam, of course. Glory be to God. So, verse 15 says, chapter 3, Genesis, God tells the serpent or the devil, he tells him that I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his what? His heel. Now this is the first promise. Glory be to God. God ever gave humanity after the fall. And it was a promise of salvation. It was a promise that one day, you see, all the authority that the devil has gotten from man, okay, it will be no more. You understand? It will be taken from him. Okay? It says that the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. Okay? I like the translations which say that her seed will crush your head. Okay? Crush. Okay? Crushing means a fatal blow. Hallelujah. As in completely destroyed. You know, bruising a heel, it just means wounded a bit. Hallelujah. Now, we all know that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Amen? That is 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Glory be to God. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, it says that Jesus put on flesh and blood. You remember? He's God. He was God. He put on flesh and blood. Why? So that he might do what? He might do what? No man, you've been safe for a long time. You should know the things of head. So that he might destroy him who had the power of death. Okay? And who is that? The devil. Hallelujah. Not your father-in-law, the devil. Glory be to God. Amen. This is what Jesus came to do. And all this, again, was to fulfill Genesis 3:15. You all know that, don't you? Simple things. Hallelujah. Amen? That's the first promise. Now, God fulfilled it in Jesus, okay, because he's faithful. Hallelujah. Because he's what? He's faithful. God is what? God is very, very faithful. So, he fulfilled it in Jesus coming, you know, through Mary and who? And Joseph. Mary and who? And Joseph. Glory be to God. You come and sit here. Don't worry. You just sit here. He will come back at the end of the service. You sit there. Hallelujah. You know, he fulfilled it through who? Mary and Joseph. Glory be to God. Now, you see, we have talked about the fulfillment, which is not actually complete yet for your own what? Reason, whatever, information. It's not complete, but the major thing was done. The major thing was what? Was done through the birth, you know, of Jesus. Jesus was the seed of the woman. Glory be to God. Now, this thing sounds very easy. The fulfillment. When you just go from beginning to end. Amen? But it wasn't that easy for it to come to pass. That promise. It wasn't that easy. Hallelujah. This whole week, I guess since Tuesday or Monday, man, there are some things I've been studying, researching, to really see how that promise was fulfilled. Glory be to God. It wasn't easy, Amen? Like we are going to see. Now today, I want you to be thinking prophets. Thinking what? Prophets. And most prophets don't think, They, especially the immature ones. They just get excited. They visionate, blah, 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 you know, Amen? But they never think, There's a group of prophets in the U.S. with the Rick Joyners, who some people acknowledge and say, at least you guys, you're thinking prophets. Hallelujah. As in you're sensible. You understand? You're not crazy. You're not. Hallelujah. So today we're going to, because this thing, I'm telling you, the whole week, Hallelujah. It's been on what? Like to really see how this thing was fulfilled. Genesis 3:15. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, when God gave that promise, you know, the seed of the woman crushing the head of the serpent, there are three major problems that were going to occur. Remember, now God says, I'm going to put enmity between the snake, the devil, the woman, you understand, your offspring. Now, immediately that promise was given, the enmity started and the battle started. This is the battle of the ages. The main battle. The battles that you're going through are not that, you know. The main thing was this one. From that time, and by the way, to today, you know, until a kingdom that is coming, you know, which will be forever. You understand? The new heavens and the new earth. Glory be to God. So the battle began, you know, and that's what happens to most of the promises God gives people. The moment a promise, a prophecy from heaven goes forth, amen, you know, if it finds you when you already know that this thing is going to be fought, you'll be stable when the fight begins. Begins. Hallelujah. Now you can see, I didn't go to Vine International Christian Academy. I went to SMAC where I studied with guys. You wonder how they got into SMAC. Guys couldn't construct a sentence. I'm telling you. I remember even at university, Now, not medical school, but you know, other, you find like going to bench, hostels, you know, You'd wonder how some people entered, you know, university. You know those things, But anyway, you see, when I begin these things, and this someone we're going to have to think. So just pray that I don't go into these one, these other things. Okay? So the promise, especially not always, but especially those who promise it, which are so vivid, which are so clear. You understand? Especially those ones. If you don't want to go through emotional stress and what, ask God not to give you those very clear things. Those evidently God said, evidently. I had an audible voice. I'm telling you, I had this dream. It was Jesus came. I saw him. Those ones, Okay, it doesn't have to be the Lord, but the point I'm trying to make is that those ones which are so God, you're like, it was God. Man, those ones, and actually that's why they are so clear, they are so evident, because God wants you to have a strong anchor when the battle starts. Because it's going to be fought, you understand it? You think that tough, man. Tough. I'm telling you. And this is what happened. You see here, it was about Satan's life. Do you understand? It is now his life. So, do you expect him to just... It's his life. Do you understand? His life. It is not just losing 50K, a phone. Someone's life. Someone's destiny, And God saying you're going to be crushed, as in brought to nothing, zero. You see, And the battle began. Glory be to God. Now, Eve believed God. You see, Eve did what? She believed God. You can see that when she gave birth to Cain, the first son, the firstborn. Okay? When she gave birth to this boy, she named him Cain. You see, And translation say that the name who means the Lord has given me what? A man. Okay? But I read last night that the real Hebrew of that word of that name is God has, you know, it says that I have gotten a man, the Lord. I have gotten a man, the Lord. You understand? So when she gave birth to Cain, she thought, this is it, my seed. You know, So that means that she believed him. Okay? Then later, she gave birth to Abel, who was killed. Okay? Now, Abel means
means vain. Eh? It means nothing. Huh? So that means, probably it means that at a certain point she discovered that Cain wasn't it. Okay? So then she said, it was nothing. It was vain. You understand? Eh? But she believed. You understand? Eh? Amen? Then when Abel is killed, she gets another son, Seth, meaning God has appointed me another man, you know, in the place of Abel, who was killed. Glory be to God. Anyway, so, but we see she believed. Eh? And that's what God wants you to do, is to believe. Abraham believed. You understand? Eh? That's why he's called the father of faith. Eh? Okay? Abraham did what? Okay, Sarah judged him faithful. David believed. Amen. And you should believe. And don't believe for 2 days. Eh? Then the third day you chicken out. Eh? Don't believe for 5 years. Okay? Then in the 6th year, it's a shakulava. Because there's some things which are going to, you know, 17 years. 17. Eh? Then people start saying, now, what will you imbibe? What do you imbibe? Because it's not 70, really. When you told us that thing, you were 30. Now you're 46, 47. You understand? But these things are very serious. Eh? But if you want to be kawa eh, in your spiritual life, just enjoy your life. Eh? Tell God not to give you those things. Eh? Let him give you just these things of you're going to pass your SCCA, you know, eh? You know, eh? That retake, you know, eh? This time you pass it, eh? You understand? The retake of next month, eh? You pass those ones, eh? You know, but there are these other ones, eh? Where, eh? Man, you look a liar. Hallelujah. You've heard these things, but these things are very serious. Very, very serious, eh? Amen? Glory be to God. Okay, so the battle began. I believe one of the ways the devil was going to basically save his life was just start killing them. You know, eh? The Bible says that Cain was of the devil. Eh? You know that verse? You say yes, but you're like, I mean, you're looking at me, I have to say yes. But it's there in 1 John somewhere. Okay? So Cain killed Abel. We took him off the scene. So now it's going to be a game of whoever comes, I kill. Those who I don't kill, I get them on my side. The whole thing is to prevent the seed of the woman from coming forth. Killing. Shoo. Hallelujah. Amen? But, I mean, God is like, okay, you kill, I'll bring another. I mean, for how long will you? As in, hallelujah. Now, one day, so the devil now changed strat because he knows I can't kill everybody. I can't. It's impossible. You know, he changed strat. Remember, the prophecy said the seed of the woman. Eh? Woman. Not half woman. As in a pure, genetically pure woman. I'm telling you, these things are very serious. The devil changed strat. He's like, okay, if I can't kill them, I'm going to change their DNA so that there is no real human. So the seed cannot come through half, you understand? Because God wants a woman. Complete, genetically, you understand? Okay? Let's read Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 says, now it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God, so that the daughters of men, so the daughters of men, that they were what? Beautiful. Then they took wives for themselves of all, you know, whom they chose. Okay? The sons of what? The sons of God. Eh? Sons of God. Let me keep to my what? Something was coming. So the sons of God, do the study. Eh? These were fallen angels. Fallen angels. You know, eh? Fallen angels, eh? Okay? So, the Bible says, verse 3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Then verse 4, there were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God, fallen angels, came in to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men, who were of old, men of renown. These were giants. These guys, you know, great IQs, You understand, as in extremely sharp. You know, Okay? Now, let's go. Now, so, you see, guys, they have begun to contaminate the DNA. The whole plot is, this seed can't come. It's a fight, This thing, it wasn't just immorality happening, Behind the immorality, there was a major reason. Glory be to God. Now, but God is faithful, There is this promise that has to come to pass. So what does it do? You understand, He has to destroy, all people. Okay? He has to destroy people and leave those, who had now pure DNA. Glory be to God. That was the whole reason for the flood. Hallelujah. The reason for the what? For the flood. Now, verse 9 says, this is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Perfect here does not mean he was morally perfect. You understand? Perfect there, it means as far as the genetic makeup is concerned, he was perfect. It was pure. Glory be to God. The whole flood, you see, this thing has been a battle for wages. The whole flood, the whole contaminating the DNA was the devil trying to fight. Sending the flood to clear those guys and leave, it was also God, ensuring that the prophecy comes to pass. You will never know what is going on in the spirit world concerning the prophecy God gave you. For you just there seated, you don't know what is happening. You don't know how the devil is using humans to mess you up, to mess up that word. You understand? You don't know but occasionally God can give you a glimpse in a dream to show that actually the thing has taken 12 years, but actually it is still on schedule. Then he shows you what's happening. Hallelujah. And all he wants you to do is to continue believing. Glory be to God. Amen. Noah was perfect in his generation. Their guys were wiped away. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, so Noah gets kids, Shem, Ham, Japheth. You know those guys, Then from Shem, they got kids. When you follow up the line, you come to Abraham. Hallelujah. You come to who? So God gets this one man, Abraham, and he tells him that now, the other seed of Eve, she's going to come through you and your wife. And the devil hears. Amen? So, there's someone I read who said that could be the reason why Sarah was barren for a long time. Probably the devil was behind it. Probably. I'm telling you, these things you can, probably, I'm not saying it is, but probably. Remember, the devil has to, it's his life, he has to fight. So he looks, he says, so God has said that one. Now the fire goes in that one. He leaves all these other ones, now goes for that one. Then God changes tracks, say, I heard you, then, you know, I'm telling you, these things are very serious. Okay? So, but Isaac is born. You know, and God says that through Isaac shall you, your seed be called. Through who? Isaac. Isaac gets a wife. What's her name? Rebecca. Rebecca is barren. You understand? Some people believe again it's the devil. You know, man, this world is spiritual. Some things that you can imagine, can you know, you can think it, yet behind it all, it's the devil. Amen? Fighting against the promises of God. Hallelujah. Then somehow there's a breakthrough. Amen? They get Jacob and who? Jacob and who? Esau. And the devil knows it's through Jacob. Amen? One time he was going to be killed. You remember? His brother was going to kill him and he took off. The whole thing is again the devil fighting. Say, Jacob, now I'm coming for you. Amen? Somehow there's divine protection. Glory be to God. Amen? You see, Jacob identifies a hot babe. Rachel. So, the devil somehow, I believe, he thought the seed, the promise is going to come through Rachel. Okay? So, probably it was the devil too barren. You know, the co-wife is having kids. 1, 2, 3, 4, 0. But you see, the devil is not that sharp. Amen? The promise, it was going to pass through Leah, because that's where Judah came from. Judah was now going to be the royal lineage. Hallelujah. So God also knows how to play what? Hallelujah. Amen? You're not the only... This sounds bad. But you're not the only player, man. You're not the only chess player. Hallelujah. Even God is also what? He's also sharp. Amen? These things are very, very serious. So, Jacob anyway gets those 12 kids. They end up in Egypt. Amen? Then at a certain point when they're in Egypt, the devil gets a strat now to kill all the male kids. Remember, he's fighting for there's a prophecy. A prophecy. You know, so he's fighting. The whole nation is going to destroy it in Egypt. The whole nation. You know, but somehow God, is smart. You understand? He's like, I gave a prophecy. And I love these humans. I want to save them. I want them back to me. And no one can foil my plans. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, before we go so far, we have identified that the promise. And so, they come out of Egypt. Okay? Then they enter the promised land. Hallelujah. Now, years later, in the promised land, God gets a man called David. We read last week. Gets David, and he tells him now, it is your seed. You remember? The promise is going to be through, David is from Judah. And now it is going to be through you, your seed, forever. Hallelujah. Amen? Now we are going to follow with David. Amen? Hallelujah. We are going to do what? Open Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. Matthew 1 lists the lineage, the royal lineage, through which Jesus, the seed of the woman, came or was to come. Are you there? Amen? Now, so you're there. You have read verse 1. To verse what? To verse 5, isn't it? Have you read it? Okay. Then verse 6 says, and Jesse begot David the king. And David the king begot Solomon. Eh? Of her who had been the wife of who? Uriah. Eh? That is Bathsheba. He begot who? Solomon. So, now kings, eh? kings are going to come through that line, eh? You know, eh? Until they get to Joseph. You know that Christmas what? Story. You know it. I'm telling you, these things are not simple. I'm telling you, this whole week I've had a headache. You know, eh? Then I'm like, now, instead of just thinking about this thing, let me start writing my thoughts, the questions, and I find answers, eh? Okay? Then I wake up in the morning, I have to edit, I have to, you know, eh? So, kings, eh? Eh? But there was a certain time when some woman, one of the kings, was killed. Then his mother decided to kill all the royal kids. That's a devil. Okay? But there was a sharp girl, a royal girl, who got her baby brother and ran away from him, you know, with him and hid him. You understand? But this grandmother, but some grandmothers are what? I've never heard of a grandmother killing her, you know, grandkids. But this woman did it. What was her name? Atalia or something like that. Killed all the grandkids. Then she sat on the throne. She didn't know that man, there was a kid, a baby, who had escaped. King Oyo. Hallelujah. You see, then the guy was kept man until I think it was 7 years. Then he was, phew. Then they killed the woman. You see, it's a battle. Hallelujah. So anyway, it's coming through that line. Okay? You've read it. Hey, now this is the devil. Because now pages have what? Hallelujah. Now, from verse 6, then we have read 6, isn't it? Okay, then we come to verse 11. You remember it is the genealogy of Jesus. Verse 11 says, Josiah begot Jeconiah. Okay? And his brothers, about the time they were carried away to Babylon. Okay? Now, there's a problem when it gets here to Jeconiah. Eh? But remember, at the end of it, there's Joseph. Owen, you are Joseph. You remember? Okay? So who's David? David, volunteer, please. Don't smile at me. Now that you're Joseph.
I'm David.
Oh, yes. Great. So you need a Bathsheba. This one. So, okay. So they get a kid, Solomon, okay? Then Solomon begets, then they beget, then they beget, then they beget. Then they reached here, not you. They reached here, Jeconiah. Okay? But somehow, it's going to go up to Joseph. Eh? Joseph, who's going to marry Mary. Okay? Now, Jeconiah is here. Eh? Now, when you go in the Old Testament, this one is a Dan. We're in Jeconiah. You can see it. Amen? We are now on Jeconiah. I'm telling you guys, the way this prophecy was fulfilled, things were not easy. Remember, at a certain point, DNAs of humans were being changed. You know, that was major. That was big. DNAs. Meaning that now a point is coming in time when there will not be a real human. Just giants, you understand, but not real human. So God has to wipe them real quick. Okay? Then David begets Solomon. Then now, when he gets to Jeconiah, King Jeconiah, something drastic happens. Okay? Genesis chapter 22, verse 29. No, Jeremiah. Basically, what happens there? God curses Jeconiah. There was evil, eh? And God somehow, man, eh? I think the devil just pumped up the evil so that he can get God to do something, eh? And God had to do it. It says, this is saying, oh, earth, eh? This is God, eh? Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, write this man down as childless, okay? A man who shall not prosper in his days. Then he says, for none of his descendants shall prosper, sitting on the throne of David. You understand? So here we are, Jeconiah, a curse comes. All who follow will never sit on the throne. Never. And it is at that point, by the way, that they were led away into Babylon, or captivity, no throne there. Glory be to God. And from that day, there has never been a what? A king from, sitting on what? Hallelujah. Meanwhile, the seed has to come through David. Now, this line has gotten messed up. But it is still a legal line. You understand? It's legal. However, there's this thing now that has come in. So, how does a chess player... But I was a chess player. I was a captain of the chess what? In Smack. I don't know if you ever got to know. Yeah, being the chess captain. Now, one of the things about all the chess captains in history of Smack, all of them would go to campus. You understand? Now, I was a chess captain, but man, books were tight. So some guys used to tell me that now, Mose, you might be the first chess captain. But being a chess captain, it was wonderful. Because every year, there was a chess tournament in Namasagali. Now, if you know the most evil place in those days in this country, it was Namasagali. I'm telling you, but you can't know that if you're not born again. It was when I got born again. Then I remembered all the evil that was in that school. And I was like, the most evil place in this country was that place. Followed by Makerere campus. Anyway, so, but somehow, man, there was a prophecy on chess player, the captains. Glory be to God. Which prophecy had to come to pass? And somehow, I remember we had a computer room in Smack. A computer room. Remember at the HSC block? It had just come. It was like, it came in our year and it was on our HSC block. I used to, now, some guys used to go there just playing, driving things. You know those things, games. For me, I used to go there playing chess. On what? Then there was like a guy, the administrator of the place, who used to see me there every time, man. The guy says, this guy is in senior six, but he's always here playing what? Chess. Then the guy warned me, like, Bwango, we with you? And then some, I began getting scared. I said, man, this guy's a professor. So then somehow I did a crash program. Okay? So anyway, I go to university. Then one day, I'm working on campus. Then I meet that computer room admin. Some kind of guy. They say, hey, you here? I was like, yeah. Because I remember our KB. Then the guy told me, hey, so what are you doing here? I told him I'm doing, the guy was in shock, man. Can I just, oh, okay, see you, eh? Hallelujah. So, Jeconiah, eh? Now, what does a chess player do, eh? This line. Now, meanwhile, he has to bring to pass a prophecy, eh? The seed of the woman through with David. Do you know what the chess player did? Huh? You remember Solomon, eh? David begat with Solomon. So what the chess player did, eh? He got another son of Solomon. By the way, Solomon, David and Bathsheba, they had 4 kids. Did you know that? They had 4 kids. So what the chess player did was got another son of Solomon. Called Nathan. Hallelujah. Now, this Nathan, that's why now when you read, you see here we've read Matthew, genealogy of Jesus, eh? David, Solomon, up to Joseph. The son of who? The father of Jesus. Eh? Now, in Luke, when it gets to after with David, it switches. It doesn't say with Solomon. Eh? It goes to Nathan. And then they continue like this. Glory be to God. You guys, it wasn't easy. I'm telling you, it wasn't easy. And by the way, sometimes these things are happening in your life. Happening in your life where God, it is the same game, but in within the game, it just changes strategy. True. You understand? Yeah? But somehow, the promise has to come to pass. That is, if you don't chicken now, do you see that's the problem, eh? With this generation, with Christians, eh? You jump out of things real quick. You understand? Eh? We know your emotions are not being whatever. Then you shoo, you know. Eh? You see, and the moment you get out, now God is like, you wait there. What can I do? Okay? Hallelujah. So, you know, God says, eh? You're going to get married. That's the what? Okay? Then now say now it's two. Then something happens to this guy. Okay? But the promise is marriage. You say then God just Najirawa. You understand? Eh? This one can even mess him up. Then he can even fast two. Then you know, eh? The whole thing has to come to pass if you don't chicken out. It happens many things, eh? Hallelujah. Many things. Because God is faithful. But that is a topic today. I'm not having come here to tell you how Jesus was born. Hallelujah. That's not why he came. Because you know that. Hallelujah. Today, he wants to tell you that he's faithful. Okay? 2 weeks ago, he told you that he was faithful to Abraham. You understand, eh? Last week, he told you he was faithful to David. Okay? Now, he wants to tell you that he was faithful to Eve. Okay? And that's what he intends to be to you. The faithful God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And when you look at things in the spirit world, man, things are tight. I guess that's why some people don't have, what? Visions. Because God, they want to show, because they say, man, if I show this guy, you understand, eh? He might become a Muslim. He might say, believing to be a Muslim, Jesus visible, your things are tight. Hallelujah. Amen. So God changes what? Strategy. Now gets to Nathan. But same mother, same father. So in a sense, nothing has changed. Same, you know, same family. And it is still the seed of David. Because you remember, he told David, your seed forever. Forever. So Solomon's line makes things get, but again, David forever, your other son. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, this is the reason why the genealogies in Matthew and Luke, way after David, they change. They all do Abraham, Jacob, those things. Then when they get to after David, that's where the diversion happens. Hallelujah. But things are not yet over. I'm telling you, the devil is fighting for. Things are not yet over. Eh? I'm telling you, this whole week I've had a headache. You know, I think that's why God told me to preach about this. He told me on Monday. Because he knew how much I'll have to. You have to ask questions. But God this, but God, what about this? Then you go on the nature side, man. Then you think you've gotten it. Then as you're there, glory be to God. So, that line, okay, Jeconiah is cast, so things go wrong there. Amen? Now, there's a problem, okay? Remember, it has to be the seed of the woman, okay? Yet women have no seed. It is men who have seed, okay? You know that. But that is easier. Okay, God just gives a prophecy. Okay? God just does what? Isaiah 7:14. He says, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Then he said, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. So that is sorted. Amen? Sorted. Now, problem. A virgin son. Now, who we know is Mary. A virgin son has no legal right to be king. Okay, you are a virgin. You conceive. You give birth. So, what gives the child the legal right to be king? Now, this is the thing I was asking every day. I'm like, yeah. But we all know the end, But we have not gone through the process, how that thing was fulfilled. Huh? So, this is Nathan, Solomon, this is. Okay? So, what does God do? Okay? Now, the good bit about this is the son, Jesus, who has been born, The good thing, the son already has royal blood. Okay, let's first chill there. Okay? Now, let us first read Numbers. Numbers, chapter 27, from verse 8. Numbers, verse 1 to 8. These guys are in the wilderness before they enter into the promised land. Now, there are five sons of a man called Zelophehad. Zelo what? You can even see I know the word because it's big. I know the name, Zelophehad, since Monday. Zelophehad. He has five daughters. And he dies with no son. Zelophehad. Meanwhile, one of his daughters is called Noah. So Noah was not only a name for what? For men. For those of you who don't read the Bible, who just read the nice stories, but these numbers. If you read Numbers, you say, but Noah, a daughter, a girl. Okay? That is for free. Five daughters. Meanwhile, so their father dies in the wilderness. Meanwhile, the law is such that it is the kids sons who inherit father's stuff. So these five girls come to Moses. Say, we know you're prophets, but we have a concern. Now, there's a generation that is arising which thinks prophets are not supposed to be questioned. Or people can't disagree about, But these chicks say, now, wait a minute, we know prophet Moses, please. We have this issue. Our father died in the wilderness. He had no sons. Now, is it right for his name to forever perish just because he has no sons? You understand? Now, Moses was a good prophet. He says, okay, I'm going to take this to the Lord, and we talk about this thing. Okay? So Moses went and inquired of the Lord. God told him that what those five girls are saying, those girls are sensible. You see, those girls are sensible. Noah, that girl called Noah and her four sisters, they are sensible. You see, he says, he told him, you should give them the inheritance of their father. You know, it's right. They should take the inheritance because the father had no son. Okay? They should take the what? The inheritance. Hallelujah. And it became a law. You know, it became a law. That if a man has only daughters, when he dies, the girls should take over. You know, Hallelujah. So it just shows you how stupid most of your tribes are. Hallelujah. Your guy dies, daughters only, then his brother is the one who takes stuff. God said, no. The girls should take the father's stuff. Hallelujah. That is Numbers 27, 1 to 8. Now, Numbers chapter 36. We are still on the prophecy getting fulfilled. Jeconiah, things have gotten bad. You know, Numbers, you're there? Okay. Now, later, this happened. It says that this is what the Lord commands concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, let them marry whom they think best, but they may marry only within the family of their father's tribe. Okay? Why? So that, because remember, they're getting in Israel, okay? And each tribe has its land. You understand? So now, if this girl has taken the inheritance of the father, and she's a Nyaru, you understand? Okay, so the father's land, Randa, okay? She's a Nyaru. Then she marries what? A Canadian. A French Canadian. Years ago in medical school, there's a girl. But man, God created women. Girls are interesting creatures. Women are very interesting. I don't know whether it is movies or books. I don't know. But it's movies, TV, which messes them up. So this chick used to tell me, which was my friend. I think some black Ugandans, some fellows had messed her up. So she got some idea that I'm going to marry a French-Canadian. French-Canadian. That's why I got to know that stuff, a French-Canadian. I didn't know what I don't know those things. I was born in UG. I wasn't reading novels. To this day, TV to me is I didn't know this thing, French-Canadian. Then it was years later that I asked about the French-Canadian. Then someone told me, I even don't know what it was. So this chick, French-Canadian. And so she marries a French what? Canadian. Okay? So they're going to have kids who are French-Canadians. So the Nyaru land now is going to... And God didn't want that to happen. You understand? The land must stay within the tribes. Okay? So that's why this law is established. The girls should take the inheritance of the fathers. However, for the land to stay within the tribe, they should marry tribe mates. Tribe mates. So that the kids who are born out of that tribe. Hallelujah. Mr. and Mrs. Mwanga, say amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So, you have seen that. Okay? So, remember, the problem is the virgin's daughter, Mary's son, rather, okay, does not have legal rights just because you've been born by, you know, of course, now, you have been born, we know, by Mary in retrospect. Eh? We know, but that doesn't give you legal right. Okay? Now, this thing, eh? Again, be thinking what? Oh, prophets. Eh? Okay? Now, when you go to Matthew chapter 3, the genealogy of Jesus. Eh? Okay? Luke 3. I'm telling you, there are no contradictions in the Bible. There is no error in the Bible. Hallelujah. But remember, we are talking about how God is intent on fulfilling the promises he gave to you. Eh? Hallelujah. So you're there, eh? Luke 3. Okay? But for it, it begins from the genealogy, really starts from verse 38 to 37. Eh? Huh? You understand? 37, 36, eh? You know, up to Jesus. Eh? Okay? Now, Luke 3, verse 23. Okay? This is where it starts. It says that now Jesus began his ministry at about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph. The son of who? The son of Heli. The son of Joseph. And Joseph's father was called who? Was called who? Now, you're saying it was called Heli. Eh? What does Matthew chapter 1 verse 16 say? Matthew 1:16. It says, Jacob begot Joseph. So who was Joseph's father? Jacob. But Luke says, Heli. So there's a problem there. There's a what? A problem there. Now, when you follow it up, eh, when you read that whole genealogy, okay, you remember from Solomon, things crossed over to what? With Nathan. Then from Nathan, it went down. Hmm? It went what? Down. Up to a guy called Heli. Hallelujah. Up to a guy called what? Heli. Now, if you read this thing in context, eh? Heli or Heli, if you went to Gaza or Vine International, you know, eh? In context, when you read and study, eh? Heli didn't have, Heli only had girls or a girl. Eh? He didn't have sons. Hmm? Now, Heli was actually the father of Mary. Are you listening to me? He was the father of Mary. Okay? Now, he has no sons. So Mary is inheriting. Do you understand? But Mary, according to the law of Zelophehad, eh? You understand? Eh? She has to marry in the tribe, in the royal tribe, the tribe of Judah. And that's so Mary, somehow God makes a circumstance such that Mary marries Joseph. You understand? Eh? And that's how now Heli, eh, becomes the father of Joseph. Do you understand? Are you thinking prophets? Do you understand? Eh? It was all that. And now because Mary, you know, eh, has married Joseph. Remember, they are of the same tribe. They are all royals. Eh? Royals. Eh? Mary has come through Nathan. You understand? Eh? Joseph has come through Solomon. You know what I mean? Eh? Okay? Now, they marry. Now, that's what gives the virgin's son legal right to get on the throne. To be the king. Glory be to God. And a child is born. The seed of the woman. The seed of Mary. Who will crush the head of the serpent. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Man, that's how a prophecy came to pass. But actually, it hadn't yet come to pass. It is now partial. You understand? Yeah? A son is born. Okay? Now, so the devil knows now the seed. Eh? I've done my best. You know, eh? I'm sure the his acquaintance are like, now, guy, you know, you, but the devil said, you guys, I tried. You remember I tried to switch DNA. You know, eh? You remember how to make them sin so that I can cause God to do what he doesn't want to do. I can cause him to curse Jeconiah so that now the lineage is messed up. Eh? You guys, I tried, eh? But God is sharper than me. He just, whatever with Nathan. I also tried here, but you guys, eh? That guy is strong, man. You know, eh? He say, I tried. Okay? So the child is born. Amen? That child, who's going to rule forever? You understand? Eh? The child is born then. You see, this is about the enemy's life, man. Think that time. He's like, I'm going to clear him eh? Before he crushes my head. Eh? And that's what usually, you know, happens. Eh? Sometimes a prophecy like, phew, now there's a major sign cut. You've been waiting for a job. Huh? You waited, this job, it has to come. You waited, the devil tries everything, but you stand, you understand? Eh? You know, eh? Then one day, a major sign of fulfillment. They call you for interviews. They call you for interviews. Then my interview come tomorrow. Then tomorrow, the devil does some nasty stuff. And interviews are postponed. Hmm? Either you see organization now, it's being that guy is being investigated by what? That NGO. No, not NGO. Yeah, the NGOs. Remember those NGOs that were shut down with this? thing. But you are say interview. Then on Monday, Sunday night, you see NGO there, you know, and you're there supposed to be man. Yeah. Those things. And so now the enemy is like, I'm going to clear that kid before he crashes. What? So he enters Herod. Kill all those boys who were born around that time. You know, eh? Solution? In a dream. God tell Joseph, take off to Egypt. Hallelujah. God can tell you by the run and hide. Eh? Sometimes you guys think, God just say, no, you stay there. Eh? Running away is fear. Running away is fear. That's not faith. You understand? That's not faith. Stay there. You know, you see, God is not stupid like most human beings. That's fear. Stay there, fear. Stand. Eh? The Lord will fight for you. Stand. God told, no, don't stand. Eh? Take off. In what? Take off from Rwanda to Canada. Hallelujah. Rwandese, eh? French Canadian, you understand? Take off in a dream. That's why now dreams are very what? Hallelujah. There was a certain time God, you know, I was doing something. Then, man, I realized now fire is coming. And I told people, I was like, you guys, what you want to do? And now, a year earlier, hey man, these things are wonderful. A year earlier, God had revealed to me fire that was where I was the major target of somebody. A target, where someone just, well, if I just can't get this guy out of here, I have this thing. Okay? Now, a year, came. And man, I saw the dream coming to what? So again, because God had told me, you are the target, you're going to be messed up. You're going to be hammered. Eh? What did I do? I fled. I'm telling you. Then, there's someone who told me, no, don't flee. Baba, we can do this. I told him, no. We have talked about this thing in these dreams. You know these dreams, you understand? Eh? I'm going to be embarrassed. I'm the target. You understand? Eh? And sure, you know these things are very serious. Eh? Hallelujah. Amen. And then, so the allowances for taking off. That's the point. Eh? In a dream, eh? So you had better obey your dreams. Take your dreams seriously. Especially if you've discerned by the inner man, you know that they are of God. Okay? So he takes off. Okay? Years later, they return from Canada to Rwanda. Okay? Then at 30, the seed of the woman begins ministry. You know, eh? Begins ministry, eh? The devil is like, I have to clear this guy before the appointed time. Remember, for those of you who know, Jesus is supposed to die on the cross. Why on the cross? Because cursed is he who is hung on the cross. So he's supposed to carry our curse. So he has to die on the cross. And the enemy is like, I'm going to clear you before you get to the cross. Amen? But before that, there are the temptations. Because for you to clear me, you shouldn't be like me. You understand? I am sin. Eh? You understand? I am evil. So the only thing that can qualify you to hammer me is if you're pure. There comes the temptations. You fall for one, you're finished. The devil will say, now, have one forever. God has no plan of getting another seed. You know, the temptations were just that. You fall for one, sin has entered you, so you are like me. Amen? Then somehow he overcomes those, what? Temptation by the word. And that's what you should do, eh? Overcome temptations, overcome the plans to give up on what God has told you. Overcome them by the word, eh? By the prophecy, eh? You know, Paul told Timothy that according to the prophecies that were previously made concerning you, eh? By them, you should wage the good warfare. Hallelujah. Amen? So Jesus overcomes them. You remember, there's a promise, eh? Genesis 3:15. The seed of the woman crushing the head of the serpent. Hallelujah. So he begins now, he has overcome them. Then Pharisees, guys want to kill him. Before the cross. Kill him before the cross. Behind it all, it's the devil fighting a prophecy, a promise. Hallelujah. I believe that those things where they will be on the sea, eh? Then there will be a storm, eh? You know, eh? For me, I believe that it was the devil hunting for this guy. Clear him on the sea. Okay? They failed. One time they got Jesus, brought him on a cliff. A cliff. You guys, you can't survive, eh? Unless the divine intervention. A cliff. And they are going to push. A cliff. Finished. Okay? But the Bible says somehow he just turned and just passed through them. I don't know what happened, man. Just shoo. He was going to die. The seed of the woman. Hallelujah. You guys, things which are major, eh? Don't think that the devil just sits there and says, oh, I'm finished. See, you know, eh? I remember the way my first kid was born. Eh? Now, it was tough. Eh? But the toughest came with the second. I think the enemy said, now, that testimony of Eden, your firstborn, it so blessed people. Eh? It so made them believe in this, that this giving thing is real. Eh? That this dream thing is real. Eh? So I'm not going to allow it to happen again. I didn't know how it was going to be, but now, eh? I'm not allowing it to happen again. Sam is one who knows. That thing almost didn't happen. Abigail, you've read my book. Eh? It almost didn't happen. It was fault. Eh? This time, if I even knew, I couldn't even tell my wife. Because if I tell her, eh, that man, things are bleak, she would just be, ooh, let's run to Nakasero, you know, eh? You know, so I had to keep withhold info, man. Eh? But finally, eh, the promise came to pass. Eh? You understand? Eh? And I remember when I went to pick them up, Joseph, Cavalator loves this beat. When I went to pick them up, I picked them up from Colorado. Then we spent a few hours in New York. We checked into a hotel because we were going to have a long stayover. So we booked into a hotel. So while there, I took a nap. Okay? So when I napped, I had a dream. I had a dream where we were playing football. Two opposing teams playing soccer. So I was on one team. Then I scored a winning goal for my team. You see, I scored a winning goal and it was glorious. Then the dream ended. The moment I woke up from the dream, immediately God told me that because of you, because you hold fast, you held fast to my word, because of you, our team has won. As in the promise. Now you see, you're coming back home with a promise. You understand? God said, because of you, our team. As in God was on a certain team and he needed a human. You understand? For the team to win. You understand? You're on a certain team with God and he needs you. He needs your cooperation, guys. He needs your cooperation. Have faith in, don't give up. Do you understand? Amen? Hallelujah. God needs you, man. You are the link, the needed link, man. Glory. That word that he gave you is so vital. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. So the Pharisees want to kill him, man. Somehow he escaped. You know, and then finally, he goes to the cross. You understand? Because it's at the cross. You see, that's where the Bible says, Colossians 2:15, I guess. You see, 14 talks about the cross. Then 15 says that at the cross, Jesus disarmed principalities and powers. Hallelujah. Disarmed. Now, that was the crushing of the head at the cross. The devil was completely disarmed. You know, And that is a prophecy, a promise came to pass because God is faithful. Hallelujah. A prophecy came to pass. Hallelujah. But you're like, but Pastor Moses, but the devil is still around. I know he's still around. You understand? And he also messes me up just like you. For me, the way he does that, he mostly uses humans. You see, the 24, remember the 24-day fast I had? In that dream, I was even showed who was who, you know, and the person there knew that he's being used of the devil. But I guess he knows, but he's like, you know, for me, I know I'm born again, and this, but I don't care, I have to finish that guy. Hallelujah. See, he uses humans. Hallelujah. Now, a wonderful day is coming. When Jesus comes back to reign on the earth for 1,000 years, the millennial reign of Christ. The Bible says that the devil will be bound for 1,000 years. So for 1,000 years, there won't be a devil. Glory be to God. You know, Now, the bad news is, after those 1,000 years, the Bible says in Revelation 20, that the devil will be released for a short time to give people an opportunity to be deceived. Because there will be a generation that will have been born in the millennium. So God has to also give them an opportunity to choose this day whom you will serve. So the devil will be released for a short time. Okay? The Bible says, you know, I think it is chapter verse 10, Revelation 20, to deceive them, you know, for a short time. Then now the wonderful news, it is there. The wonderful news, verse 10, is he will finally be gotten and bound and thrown in the lake of fire. It says that verse 10, the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Amen. This will be the final completion of a prophecy that was given in Genesis chapter 3, 15. Glory be to God. Amen. And during that time, we shall be reigning with Jesus. Amen. In the new heavens and the new earth, with Jesus forever and ever. That kingdom that will not know end. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this thing is referring, this story today is to let you know that God is mindful of the prophecies that he gave you. Hallelujah. He's watching over his word to perform it. For thousands of years, God watched over the word he gave to Eve. Watched over it, man. Things were not easy, you guys. Genetics being messed up. You understand? The line through whom he wants to come. Now people are barren, what? Then a curse. But God is like, it came out of my mouth and I cannot take it back. Hallelujah. Like he said to David, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my mouth. You understand? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You've been blessed. Yes. But the most important thing, even when your promises have come to pass, is to know that this prophecy was fulfilled and there is a day that is coming where the kingdom of God shall never end. We shall reign with Jesus forever and ever. And this kingdom will not end. And his glory shall know.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.